Hello, I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. Thanks once again for joining us here on Prairie Beat.
If you're new to the game, that's our weekly news podcast from Prairie Public. Danielle, what is going on this week?
Oh, you mean besides the fact that none of my Christmas gifts are wrapped?
Oh, God. At least you have Christmas gifts.
Okay, so by now, in the middle of December, we've got a couple winter events under our belt. Folks are starting to figure out their winter driving skills again. At least I hope so, because much of the state is in for another event that is getting underway today.
My name is Joshua Adam, and I'm a meteorologist here at the National Weather Service in Bismarck.
I talked with Joshua Adam today to get the latest on this low-pressure system that's coming through the northern plains, and while it really doesn't sound like we're going to get pelted with a lot of snow, it won't be something we can dismiss. He says very strong winds are expected to develop across much of North Dakota, gusting up to 75 miles per hour.
And, of course, with that and a little bit of snow coming in, there are periods where you could see some blizzard-like conditions, especially across northern and eastern North Dakota. We have a little bit of snow on the ground out there. So with that, we'll get near blizzard to blizzard-like conditions probably overnight tonight through Thursday morning and afternoon. More in, like, the west and south central, there could be periods where you do have whiteout conditions due to falling snow, but that should be much more brief because down here we don't have much snow on the ground anymore.
He also says as the system begins, since the temperatures are much milder, initial precipitation will be a lot of rainfall. So that's what's been happening earlier today in the northwest, north central, and Turtle Mountain areas. And the winds pick up into this evening. As the temperature falls, you're going to start to see that rain turning into snow. Adam mentioned some localized areas in the northwest and southwest will experience something called snow squalls, and he described them as locally enhanced precipitation rates.
Kind of how the same way how thunderstorms develop, where you have a little bit of instability in the atmosphere that causes the precipitation to be enhanced. And with such strong winds near the surface, when that snow does reach the ground, it will cause what we consider to be whiteout conditions. So very poor visibilities with those strong winds can cause some what we consider to be hazardous traveling conditions.
Thank goodness there's no thunder snow, you know? That's all we need. Snow squalls are bad enough. But come to think of it, on a few rare occasions, I do remember getting those emergency alerts on my phone about snow squalls. They don't happen as often around here. At least I don't think so. So when you get those alerts, it can be a little confusing, but that's an interesting way to describe them, that they're localized sort of, well, speaking of thunder, snow, like severe thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm. I thought so, too. And they're probably more common in other places like the Great Lakes areas because of those larger water bodies impacting the atmosphere in bigger ways and more often than they might around here. So, again, localized snow squalls, high winds will be causing blizzard conditions around several areas of the state. He also says in the overnight hours, some higher pockets of wind gusts could reach up to 80 and 90 miles per hour. So any snow that does fall will be blowing around pretty significantly. And with poor visibility, possibly treacherous road conditions, travel will probably not be ideal. So he says to stay up to date on roads and weather reports, you can check out the ND Roads app and monitor local weather reports for those up-to-date conditions for your area.
Wait, you said up to 80 miles an hour, maybe 90 miles an hour? That's even beyond hurricane strength. Better get your emergency power stuff ready, you know, the non-candle candles, things like that. My goodness. It's always such a bummer to have all this going on around the time people want to be traveling for Christmas and other holiday gatherings. So are we expecting anything next week? Because it always seems like Mother Nature likes to dump a little something extra over the holidays.
I don't necessarily think we're going to be out of it by the time we start getting toward the Christmas area. So folks should stay tuned.
Adam also said the rest of this week is looking active as well. Thursday and Friday, it's going to be very cold, dangerous wind chills, and there could be more precipitation coming in this weekend too. So yeah, if there's one thing we can count on in North Dakota, if you don't like the weather, just wait a day or two. It will get worse.
All right, glass half full there, Danielle. Well, and unfortunately, the weather isn't the only thing that tends to get worse around here. I know the deeper we get into the winter months, the worse the cold and flu season tends to get.
Yes, so we talked about this as well on a recent episode about the respiratory illness season. I was able to talk with Levi Schlosser a little bit earlier this week. He's the influenza surveillance coordinator at North Dakota Health and Human Services. And he says a lot of times the flu season tends to peak in February, March, but the last couple of seasons they've seen peaks in December, January timeframe. And this last week, things have really picked up.
Over the last couple of weeks, influenza activity has started to increase along with COVID-19. Cases as of the most recent week have nearly tripled from the previous week before that. Markers show that activity is expected to increase in the coming weeks.
Well, you know, I heard, Danielle, the other day a story from England and that the national health system, there is getting overwhelmed because, for one thing, there's a doctor strike. I mean, imagine that during peak flu season. But they did mention, like, this new strain of the flu, you know, getting around some immunities, and that's overwhelming ERs and other medical facilities over there more than it usually would. And then had the strike on top of that. So basically what you're saying is that these snow squalls don't kill us, the flu will.
Yeah, well, it's just another thing. Again, we have to remember, on top of weather reports, Christmas shopping, gift wrapping, and all these other fun things in the season, right? I feel like every time we've had to travel for Christmas and the weather was bad, there's been hemming and hawing about what to do or when to get on the road, what to pack in the winter survival kits, all these things. But hey, you know, if someone in your household comes down with the flu and you end up having to stay home, I guess it makes those travel decisions a little bit easier.
Yeah, Christmas canceled, right? Well, hopefully Danielle, Mother Nature can schedule these active weather events around Christmas travel and folks can stay healthy this year for Christmas. Here's hoping. Get your flu shots. My goodness, get those. They do help, even despite a tricky little variant going on. Flu shots do tend to still help a bit. Wash your hands, of course, all that fun stuff. Anything else going on this week?
This phenomenal team really got out there, engaged with veterans who are potentially unsheltered as well, and linked them to either interim housing or permanent supportive housing options.
Todd had a report the other day about the Fargo VA setting a new record for housing homeless veterans.
When they find out that they can do a donation to the food shelf and that's going to take care of their ticket, that makes receiving that ticket a little less painful for most people.
Dave wrote about people in East Grand Forks having the option to give to a local food pantry as payment for parking tickets.
We would love for them all to find a forever home.
And he also had an adorable story this week about North Dakota's very first cat cafe opening in Lincoln.
I did love that story about the cat cafe. Who doesn't love cats? Anything to help homeless animals find a forever home. We're fostering a kitty at home ourselves right now. Yeah, it's always a feel-good story that we love to hear, especially when snow squalls are coming. They're bad for people, worse for the animals. Thanks for all of that, Danielle.
You bet. Be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
Hey, you made it this far. Thank you for listening to another episode of Prairie Beat. I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.